express yourself. And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. This is Joe Moses. I'm not sure where Diane's at, but I'm here. So, again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And the phone number to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. And good morning, everybody. We've got our first caller. Good morning, John.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Oh, boy, nice day out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to congratulate the high school for the graduating students for 2017.
Okay.
Our niece is included on that. Justice Gertz, we really love you, Justice, and I'm glad you had a good graduation and look forward to your good future. That's include everybody on that that I'm greeting, you know. Congratulations to each and every one of you. Also, the GED program, you know, we got to congratulate them, too. They're graduating out of high school, and they're looking forward to a new future. I hope everything works out for the graduating students in your years to come. Congratulations. Thank you, Joe.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm still healed. I'm going to stay home and, you know, I don't want to bump in my knee because a real delicate operation took 4.5 hours and couple of surgeons and a computer, and I even crack it. I have to go right back to going back to surgery, and I don't want to risk that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be healthy as possible. You know what I mean?
You haven't rode your bike yet, I take it.
No, I got to wait a couple months for that, or a month, end of June.
Wow.
And I can't even steam till end of June either.
Really?
So I missed that really hard. I missed both of them. I've been doing a lot of walking, getting back to exercising.
How come you can't steam? That should help it heal.
No, it's so delicate, it might open it up.
Oh.
You know, when we sweat, how our skin gets real soft. And it's, they don't want no chance of it opening.
Oh, I see.
You know, because our skin gets real delicately soft from the heat and the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to open up if I'm not careful. So.
Okay.
Anyway, it's got to be skin over skin, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's not on surgical glue.
Oh.
That came up, but you never know what's underneath it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So please don't drink and drive, everyone. If you guys are graduating and having party students, please be careful and watch over each other. And once again, congratulations. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drink and drive while they're boating. Wear your life jacket and always know where you're. Others are going and let people know.
Uh-huh.
Play it on the safe side.
Yep.
Okay, Joe, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You have a good morning there, buddy.
You too.
Okay.
Okay, we got another caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Joe Gooden?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a name of... I lose it. Baska mag... Tino kam kan... Naya kam kasu... Tino kao tiksaito kutin. Every make it 24/7 Easter, God, Christ's vision, indeed his vision. They were talking about fish, and it was, I didn't appreciate, the lady, I'm guessing was, Gustav, the two people on the air and our translator, really, Peter Atchuk, really crystal clear, and she hung about me, but I did share a little bit of fish, the topic fish, and it's, in reality, it's our 10% of our catch, whatever we catch, whatever we eat and live on, basically overall, give back to God the 10% of our food belongings, or you name it, whatever it is, to the needy, the handicapped, or whoever's on our mind, especially us Eskimos subsisting right now for fish. Up here, last summer, they're starting to catch salmon in their whitefish nets, and it's amazing. Never before, 10 years ago, never, but they're starting to swim this way. But anyhow, that's the reality of the 10% give back to God, the 10% of our catch. And then to wrap it up, I found this morning, or yesterday, I'll just read it and wrap up. It's written by J.C. Lee Dugard. In parentheses, it starts, in the summer of 1991, I was a normal kid. I did normal things. I had friends and a mother who loved me. I was just like you until the day my life was stolen. For 18 years, I was a prisoner. I was an object for someone to use and abuse. For 18 years, I was not allowed to speak my own name. I became a mother and was forced to be a sister. For 18 years, I survived an impossible situation. On August 26, 2009, I took my name back. My name is J.C. Lee Dugard. I don't think of myself as a victim. I survived. A stolen life is my story. That's J.C. Lee. In my own words, in my own way, exactly as I remember it. Goyana.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we got another caller. Good morning. Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to know when we're going to get that Stream TV. We've been donating money to KYUK, and anyway, where's this park coming from? The moon?
The what?
Where's it coming? The park for the Stream TV? What do you mean, the Streamline TV? What do you mean, what?
I could barely hear you. Your tone of voice is pretty low.
Oh, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay, I was kind of wondering where that Streamline TV was going to come in.
Oh, you mean over the air? For TV?
No, on TV. For TV stations. They're supposed to have a TV station, more channels.
Uh-huh.
And we've been donating to the KYUK to get that in. Where is that part? Is it in the moon?
I couldn't tell you. I have nothing to do with that. I wouldn't be able to answer that question for you.
Okay, well, maybe you might answer this. Please tell me talk about the podium.
Okay.
Why do you and Diane always change the subject? When do the police investigate a murder investigation when they're the ones that did it? Now, that's something to talk about.
Okay.
Don't change the subject after I hang up.
Okay.
And the lab left the...
Oh, we lost that caller. Call back. Hello? Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Casey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm good. Hey, I am calling. It's that time of the year again for our annual Memorial Day garage sale at the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually going to be on Memorial Day weekend, which is, it'll be next Saturday.
Okay.
And I believe we have free tables for people that want to come and sell stuff. And we just ask that people don't bring food items to sell, because that's what we do. That's
okay.
Where we make our money, selling sirloin burgers and brats and the usual fare that we have there.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can call the fire department at 2131 to reserve a table. And I believe the event will kick off at 10 a.m., so vendors could show up at 9 to set up, and we'll do it again.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how's the ambulance and the equipment for the ambulance coming?
Well, most of the money, or probably all the money we make on this event, will go towards the ambulance. The ambulance is ordered. It's paid for, or we have money for it. But we are still working on equipping the ambulance with certain items. You know, one big ticket item is a power stretcher that we're putting in it, and so we're not 100% there. I couldn't tell you exactly where we're at as far as how much more we need, but.
Okay, but this equipment, it's equipment needed for to operate the ambulance.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just something you're throwing in there.
No, no.
Okay, it's all essential equipment.
Yep.
Okay.
So I hope to see a lot of people next weekend. Hopefully we'll have a nice sunny day. Of course, then a lot of people will probably go camping and stuff, but hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
Okay. How's your volunteer fire department doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good right now. There's a Firefighter 1 class going on right now, and the last I heard is we had 10 fairly young people training to be firefighters. So...
You got 10 people taking the class?
That the last I heard, there was 10 people taking the class.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll end it. We'll have 10 graduates, and so that's a really good thing for Bethel.
What's considered a full staff to the paid firefighters? You guys got a full crew over there?
Well, right now, I believe there is a paid staff of 7, and we're shooting for one more paid staff to get on board, but that, of course, is up to the city council and the whole budget process.
Did you guys submit it for your next year's budget?
I believe so.
Okay.
And, especially on the EMT side, there is a lot of activity, the call rate has gone up considerably over the last, especially couple of years. Freer access, easier access to liquor has a lot to do with that, but, unfortunately, but that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right. So what time was the that starting again? 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock
on Saturday. This coming Saturday?
Nope. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend. And do you know what time it's going to quit?
We generally go till about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Three o'clock, thereabouts.
Uh-huh.
So if we get a rush in, well, you know, we might go to 4.
That's okay. That's good, too.
Yeah. So, all right, Joe.
All right, thank you.
You have a good weekend.
You too. Wilson, good morning, Wilson.
Yeah, hello. This is Wilson Green.
Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I just want to say it's a beautiful day. Graduation for 2017 seniors. I'm really proud of my son, Douglas Green, And I'm also proud of Harry Oscar Jr. You know, he needed a place to stay and a little encouragement to complete school. And that's all we can do as parents and supporters, you know. Just encourage them to keep on going, you know, don't give up. And before you know it, they're going to be walking down the little aisle and getting their certificate. And I'm really proud of them. It's not easy being a parent. It's not easy being a supporter of another young person that's trying to complete school. But we can do it. You know, every little comment of encouragement helps. And I have a daughter that's going to be in 12th grade next year. And same thing. I got to continually give positive comments to her and let her see I'm encouraging her and urging her to complete school because, you know, school is one half of your accomplishment in a lifetime. The other half is your driver's license and work and then paying taxes until you die. So anyway, I hope the police are watching for pedestrians and also watching for one headlighters because at early in the morning and late at night, it's foggy, and how could you drive around with one headlight? You know, if I was the police, I would enforce that because, you know, it's safety. They're supposed to protect and serve. And the past few weeks, I haven't seen that. So that's all I can say about the Bethel Police Department. You know, they're not doing their job. But maybe somebody will crack the whip and make them do what they're supposed to do. It's not me, I guess, because, you know, I can go to DA office, I can go to the special prosecutor's office, and nothing will happen because special police department, you know, I don't know what to say. Anyway, hey, I'll leave it at that because 100 people want to call about the BPD. I know they do. Just got to be brave. There's nothing, you haven't done anything wrong, so just speak up. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Again, the number's here to give us a call, or 543. Hello? Are we on? Oh, we are. Wasn't sure because I heard a blink. Heard it go silent for a minute. The number's here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you if you got email. We haven't got email for a while. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, I noticed that I'm not sure if the Bethel Police Department is still shorthanded. If they are, they're swamped with calls of drunks all over town, and they're not able to handle any other rules, regulations, policies, and laws to enforce because they're so busy with the calls dealing with drunks. But, you know, Wilson has his point to a certain degree, and, you know, it would be nice to hear from, have the mayor call back and give us an update. How is our police department doing? And whether or not we're still short-staffed and are they able to keep up with all the calls, not just what the drunk calls, because if you have a scanner, you could listen to their calls, and they're dealing with drunks all over town. Okay, we got another caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I'm hearing all kinds of stuff about the police department this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that one gentleman that called, he is right, you know, since when does the police department investigate their own stuff? You know, if it was in Anchorage or downstate, that Officer Lamani, he would have been put in jail. You know, they cover up for the police here, and it's time for it to stop. Even you're covering up for them, Joe. You're saying, oh, go help them, they're short-handed. But then on the other hand, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm sure you're telling people, well, they're not doing their job right. They're not doing this right. You know, and it's wrong. It's time for us to get a police department that actually works for the people and not for themselves. And they need to stop hiding stuff. Quit letting them police officers get away with stuff, especially killing somebody. There's a girl that ran somebody in another state, and she wasn't drunk or anything, and they put her in jail. Now, what makes Officer Lamani different? He's just like everybody else, but apparently nobody here wants to investigate the police department because they're all afraid of them, and that's pretty messed up. You know, it's supposed to be a free country. You can voice your opinion, and you can call the police to come and help you, not put you in jail when you're the one that called them. Just like another incident, a drunk lady called because she was getting beat by her husband, and when they got there, they took her to jail too and took her kids away. You know, what kind of police department is that that does that to a person that's calling for help? You know, it's wrong, and it's time for it to stop. The police department has to wake up, get rid of the bad people, especially Officer Lamani, you know, because there's all kinds of rumors going on about him. They might be true. They might not be true. And there's another rumor going around that when they took his blood sample, somebody in the hospital, they left it out on purpose just so he wouldn't get in trouble. That's what I hear anyway. But you know what? Karma's going to come and get him. You know, karma's going to get everybody that does wrong to people that are good people. When you do something wrong, it's going to come back to you and bite you in the ass. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. And yes, the phone lines are open. Regarding the lady's comment, all I stated was I'm not sure if the police department is shorthanded, and if they are, I'm not making excuses for anybody. If they're shorthanded, they're shorthanded. If they're dealing with alcohol-related calls, more than any other calls that are being called in for, I mean, that pretty much tells you, because everybody's calling the cops for drunk here, drunk there, drunk this, drunk passed out. You know, I don't make excuses for anybody other than myself. I'm not standing up for the police department, but, you know, everybody has their opinion, and they could voice their opinion, and my opinion, we've seen over the years, they were shorthanded. We all know they have issues over there, and they're not being handled like they should be, like the lady stated. Okay, good morning, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from Bethel. And, you know, when we call cops to come and take a drunk away, they don't take them away because they live there. And the head of the household does not want them there. They should respect that and take them away from there. Bring them to the sleep off or do something. Many times we talk to our children about drinking, drugs, and whatever. If they have a good head on their shoulders, they will listen and comply and say, hey, man, I got to get out of this and quit doing this. Where can I go for help? And, you know, it's tough love. Parents, we go through that a lot. We go, tough love, in order for our children to wake up and smell the roses. If they have a good head on their shoulders, they will listen and maybe turn from the wicked and go the straight and narrow and try to do the best they can for a community. Okay, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We have another caller? Okay. Phone lines are open, and we still haven't got an email. Yeah, there's quite a bit going on. Summer's here. People are boating. People have seen boaters without their life jackets again. You know, it's a revolving door with all these issues that we have on a daily basis in our community. And, you know, they don't say wear a life jacket for nothing. It does save lives. And I can't remember who was sponsoring the cleanup greenup this year. I know the pool had some kind of program over there. They do cleanup greenup in certain parts of the town on a, I'm not sure if it's daily or weekly basis, but if I remember Shady calling about that. And the city of Bethel, the city council passed an ordinance where your vehicle can be brought to the dump for free instead of paying the fee that they normally charge, but all the fluids had to be drained. Okay, we got a phone call. Good morning, Peter. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Is this Talk Line?
Friday morning Talk Line. You're on the
air. Oh, yeah.
You're
okay.
On the air.
Okay, Joe. All right. Yeah, I just want to say that I appreciate the police department being visible out there.
Mm-hmm.
I see them. I see the patrol cars all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And about 3-4 months ago, I had someone prying my outside door, breaking into my house. And I was thinking maybe this is one of those cases of, you know, people coming in, breaking in
mm-hmm.
to do harm or
mm-hmm.
whatever. I didn't know what the intention was. But got me out of bed. And I was going to protect myself. I called the police department and I said, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. But this guy breaks my door down, he's going to get it. And they were down there in a few minutes, and I appreciated that. Said that's the worst feeling in the world when you think you're going to take another life to protect yourself.
Well, you have a right to protect your life and property.
But aside from that, Joe, you told me the other day that you had a cure for ED. You know, the...
No, there was a conversation about it, but I didn't say I had a cure for it.
If you share that with the world, that may be...
That's between you and your friend, what's his name?
Yeah, well, if you share that with the world,
I couldn't share that.
Rich That's, man.
No. It's not about sharing that. That was a conversation between the three of us, and that's where it stayed.
Oh, well, when somebody has a cure for a disease, you know, of mankind can't keep it a secret.
Well, it's...
That's all I have this morning, Joe. Have a good day.
You too, Peter. Okay, Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Hi, this is Wilson again.
There you go. That's okay. You can call back all you want.
I'll make it really short and sweet because that's what this call is about. Sweet. Anyway, there's a dance tonight at the bowling alley, 9 to 1. You know, it'll be an activity and I've been doing for the community since 1991. And, you know, I think more people ought to, with their money in their pocket, if they want to do something for the kids, the multi-purpose building, you go over to ONC and read the contract and sign it and do the payment. And, you know, for a four-hour event, it's $250. It's not that bad. It's a really good deal. You know, long ago, any location used to be $500 a night. Mm-hmm. And I did that Friday, Saturday, every other weekend or so for the kids. Because mm-hmm. sometimes I made money, sometimes I didn't. But I think our kids are important. You know, it's a social gathering, and there they can learn the importance of staying sober. Because if you show up drinking, you're not allowed. And you're even banned from future events. So that and they want to go where other young people are. So that's what I was trying to do all these years. And they also learn how to get along with one another, you know, arguing, fussing, and fighting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, you know, conduct that has to be maintained, a good conduct, you know, in social gatherings. So, you know, dances are good if you have the right people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no smoking, because most of the kids there are, you know, under 19. They can't smoke anyway. I don't smoke. I don't drink. May 29 will be of this month. Yeah, May 29, 26 years sober and drug-free. And it's all about doing what I can to help others, you know. So do your part in the community of Bethel. If you have extra $250, try plan an event. Because that building is there until someone rents it. So I really thank ONC for making that available for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we got Shadi. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
What's on your mind?
I'm just calling in to talk about the YK Fitness Center.
There you go. You got the floor.
All right. So just like every other weekend, it's half price. The YK Lifesavers organization has graciously accommodated every single weekend. So if anybody's looking for anything to do, please come over to the facility for half price entrance to the pool. That includes today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Our programs are right around the corner. So starting next Tuesday, May 23rd, all of our new group fitness and our instructional programs are going to be starting. So we have a limited group fitness and instructional program schedule, just because a lot of our instructors are traveling. But we do have yoga, introduction to weights, a boot camp class, which is like a fitness class in our fitness studio. Judo is still rocking and rolling, ballet, and jazz class. So there's still quite a bit for anybody out there in the community that's interested in getting involved. We are offering a summer sports camp starting next Tuesday as well. So this is open to children ages 5 to 13. And this runs Tuesday through Friday from 8:30 in the morning till 5:30 p.m. in the evening. So if any parents out there are still looking for options for childcare for their children during the week, Tuesday through Friday, please call us or come on over to the facility to get your child registered. We do have limited spots. In addition to the 5 to 13-year-old sports camp we're doing, we're also doing a age 3 to 5, very restricted kids camp. So we have 4 spots available for these kids. So if anybody listening has a child or children ages 3 to 5 and they're looking for something to do, we're going to be doing the same exact thing, but there's only 4 spots available for those children, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. And again, I can't stress enough the limited spots for the students. There's only 4, and we have no other alternative but to do it first come, first serve. So if anybody out there is listening, please call us. Registration begins tomorrow.
And you're still helping out the low-income too, right? They're not pushing them away, right?
We're not going to push anybody away, but again, it's ultimately up to the YK Lifesavers organization. As I mentioned last week, Joe, my supervisor and myself can't make decisions on that. All we can do is take it to the certain individuals.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
That does, which is helpful because, the way I see it is we're trying to do everything we can for our younger generation to make sure that they're preoccupied, staying busy, staying out of trouble, learning something new, and be able to take it to the next level wherever they at in terms of growing from learning from a program and so forth.
Yep, I agree. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to work around all the state laws and federal laws with childcare. So it's kind of, there's a lot that goes into that. That's why we only have the 4 spots for ages 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ages 5 to 13, we actually have 16 spots available. So we can accommodate a lot more in that age group.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of different activities in these kids camps. They're not just going to be sitting watching TV. We actually try to stay away from TV as much as possible. There's no
and
time.
Video games.
There's no video games. There's no TV. We have swim time, sports time, knowledge time, and then we have actually a relaxation time where the kids just get to lay down in a dark room.
Are you still doing your cleanup, greenup program too over there?
Yeah. That's a good point. We're doing a community clean is what we're trying to call it, and it's going to be the first Sunday of every month at 12 p.m. And I'm going to send out on Bethel Bargains, and it's going on in Bethel kind of like I do every couple days, the sign-up sheet. And I'm also going to have one here at the front desk. We just encourage a lot of people to sign up. just so we can get that going once a month, every month, until the weather kind of keeps us from going outside, you know. So hopefully we can get quite a bit of people here the first Sunday of every month to help clean up in the neighborhoods. And we're going to focus on different neighborhoods, so we're not just going to clean up just around the fitness center. If we get a good amount of people, we can start at the fitness center, and then the following Sunday we could focus on a different city location. So if you're thinking, I live in Tundra Ridge and I'm not going to get anything out of this, we can definitely help in other areas, not just around City Sub and where the YK Fitness Center is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I have anything else for you, Joe.
Did your gi come in?
My gi is on back order. I don't know. I must be a special size, man. I can't seem to get one. I don't know who the vendor I'm going through. They must
do you,
be.
Do you want me to buy it for you?
No,
I can buy it for you. I can pay for it.
I already put the money up. It's just, I don't know, FedEx.
No, come on now. If you really need a gi, I can buy one for you.
No. I actually haven't purchased mine yet. I got to tell you the truth. It's not on back order.
Well, you know, I'm willing to help you out.
See, I'm always away from the house already. I got a lot of stuff going on. So if I took on another extracurricular, I think my girlfriend would leave me because I'm already lacking in spending time with her.
I never asked you about your girlfriend. I never said anything about your girlfriend.
It's time out of the house, Joe. That's exactly how it would work. I would have another commitment to do
Wednesday night. Well, you could tell her an elder paid for it for you.
Yeah, that might be.
It might work.
I think I've already exhausted that excuse, though.
No, you haven't because you haven't let her talk to me.
Oh, man.
No, you're doing good.
Anything
else?
That's it. The big thing is all of our group fitness and instructional programs are starting next Tuesday. Our sports camp for 5 to 13-year-olds is starting next Tuesday, and then our limited sports camp for 3 to 5-year-olds is also starting next Tuesday.
And how long is that going for?
So the 3 to 5-year-olds is going to run the entire summer.
Okay.
The 5 to 13-year-olds is going to run 5 weeks from this upcoming Tuesday, pending us figuring out how to keep it going all summer. So we got to figure out some small little logistical details, and after we figure that out, we're going to try to program that the entire summer.
Now, if a kid doesn't go through the whole 5 weeks, and
that's absolutely fine. You can register for individual weeks, individual days, actually, if they're available.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of different options.
So if a kid drops out and somebody's next in line, you could call the next person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of what we're looking for. So just to reiterate, if you're even thinking about doing this, just I would recommend pulling the trigger on it, just because if someone else signs up before a certain family, then there's nothing we can do because it's just a first come first serve basis.
Okay.
It should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. We're trying to develop a lot of physical activities that actually require exercise, you know, because we're a fitness center.
Well, you look in pretty good shape yourself.
I try to work out. I try to work out every day. It's kind of nice working at a fitness center.
Good. You have no excuse not to.
I have no excuse. I have to embody wellness, you know.
There you go. And then you'd be a mentor for the little ones.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay. Thanks
All
for
right,
the
Joe.
Call. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, JoJo.
How are you doing today?
Doing fine. I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening out there, too. Last week I heard somebody saying that the city of Bethel has excess of so many thousands of dollars from liquor sales, taxes, and what have you. And most of us people around the Bethel Hub, we can go down to Bethel to do our grocery shopping, what have you, parts for our outboard motors, we pay taxes. And with all that excess tax money, we should be getting rebate checks from all the taxes we pay because we keep Bethel afloat. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we got Tom. Good morning, Tom.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I just want to call and give a couple updates from Trista.
Okay.
Well, first is about enrollment. We have over 12,000 applications for new shareholders so far. So, kleana to everyone that has done that. The next and final deadline for drawings for applications is June 2.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have not done your new shareholder enrollment application yet, be sure to get that done by June 2, and you'll be entered into the final drawing. There will be five prizes of $1,000 each. And maybe even more importantly, if you get your application in by June 2, then we guarantee that you'll be part of the first distribution that'll take place, our issuance of shares in December. So that's when all the shares, all the applications eligible and complete, they will become shareholders.
Okay.
The other update is, what's that?
No, go ahead.
The other update is for the annual meeting. It's that time of the year again. For all the latest information, if you go to our website, churlistacorp.com, there's an annual meeting page there. So you just click that, and that'll show you all the dates, locations, and all that. But just real quickly, May 30 is when we will be mailing the annual meeting packets. So that has all the financial information in there. And just as importantly, it has all the voting information in there. Very, very important for all shareholders to vote. You can vote online, or you can use the paper proxy form, the blue paper proxy form inside. But either way, please vote. Of the last five annual meetings, for shareholders 18 to 39 years old, less than 34% of them vote. 34%. That is way too low. And for shareholders in their 40s, less than 48% of them vote. So it's very important for all shareholders to vote, and we're getting close to not meeting quorum. And so there's a resolution this year, so we're urging everyone to vote yes to change the quorum requirement this year.
Okay.
And sound like you had a question or a comment?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you said there's going to be a deadline for signing up?
For the enrollment?
Yes.
Yes, to be eligible for the drawing by June 2.
Okay.
And then also that way, because we have over 12,000 applications so far, and it was, there's, 2 weeks to go until June 2? So everyone that gets their applications in by June 2, they will be eligible when we issue the shares for the first time, we estimate in December, so that all the eligible applicants will become shareholders in December.
Okay. Were you guys at one point estimating a high number of people enrolling at one time? You guys estimated, I think it was 40,000, right? Or 20,000?
Yeah, we estimated that the number of shareholders could double or triple. So the number of shareholders so far is lower than what we were anticipating. But, you know, we're hearing from some descendants that they're just not interested right now, and that's completely their choice. That's their right.
Okay.
But for everyone else that does want to become a shareholder, all of our descendants and those that missed enrollment, absolutely, you know, head to our website, churlistacorp.com. There's the enrollment information right there. You can enroll online or even right there in Bethel. If you're going to end up in Bethel, head to the Bethel office at Watson's Corner, and you can apply there as well.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea what percentage didn't make the deadline back in 71, was it?
It was actually a pretty low number. I think overall it was, I think maybe a couple hundred. I'd have to double check. So we have had a few dozen of the missed enrollees so far. So it's a very small number compared to all the other descendant applications, but we have had a few that missed enrollment back in 71 that have submitted enrollment applications.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate the call, Tom, and if you would continue to call, give us an update on a weekly basis till the annual meeting does occur, that would be great.
Absolutely. And again, everyone, please vote. Head to our website, churlistacorp.com. You get the annual meeting information right there.
What's the highest number of voters we've ever had in terms of a turnout, do you know? Do you have a statistics on that?
I do. I'd have to look at it. I believe it's in the 60% range.
Okay.
Of all of the annual meetings, and we've had 42 of them so far, the average voting rate is only 50.15%.
Oh, wow.
So if you have 100 shareholders in a room, on average, only 50.15% of them vote. And actually, you know, for native corporations, it's required that at least half of the shareholders have to vote for the meeting to be valid. But for non-native corporations, it's only one-third.
Wow.
So they're treating it, they're treating native corporations differently. So that's why we have the resolution this year to change our quorum requirement so that we can be treated just the same as other non-native corporations.
Wow. That's interesting percentage there.
Yeah. So please vote yes, and please vote.
Yeah, that's always been the biggest problem everywhere, even with the City of Bethel elections. Not enough people going to vote. We got a lot of people complaining, but, you know, if you don't vote, you know, there's your reason why you're complaining.
Yeah, the vote is your power. And, you know, you look at nationwide, too. There's, you know, a lot of low voting turnouts.
Yeah, that's...
AFN just shared some interesting voting data for rural Alaska, all the rural districts. And on average, the voting rates went down 5% compared to 2012.
Wow.
So the voting rates have gone down. And that's just scary because it's our elected officials. They're the ones that decide, for the most part, how funding gets distributed, what projects get approved.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Okay, Tom, we appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye. Okay. We got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Okay.
What's up?
I just wanted to know one thing. Why are our kids getting in the line of fire? Our kids are exposed to alcohol. There is no law to give a kid alcohol. Why is that? Because they want our kids in that big juvenile center they built for them? I think we should do something about that, and the city council knows not to, you know, they should have a ordinance that they have on now that our kids can drink. There should be an ordinance saying no kid should have alcohol. But if you give our kids alcohol, they're put in the line of fire, man. Anyway, I hope the city council is listening to this, because they better make an ordinance. Anyone that gives a kid alcohol, they better be ready to go to jail. That's all I have to say. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, we got John. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. Just wanted to say, you know, like, since we people from Yukon and Ketchikan River hardly can go out fishing for they call Chinook salmon, king salmon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And all these people down at the ocean, trawlers, you know, big trawlers fishing, and they're throwing out overboard the king salmon and stuff like that, you know, not that many fish. But anyway, you know what they should do? If they cannot do anything about those guys, send maybe a couple of empty trawlers, you know, where they go fishing, where they have a Chinook salmon party, you know, over throwing them overboard, you know, to the ocean. Why not, instead of throwing them overboard, you know, put them into that empty trawler, you know, fill it up, and then once it gets filled up, send it to Yukon or Ketchikan River, you know, and then give to the people, you know. You know, they could afford doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, I wouldn't mind ever hearing about these Meruvian people, you know, they do something like a host, something like a singspiration, since there's a lot of people singing lots of good native gospel songs, and we got the band popping, band players popping up here and there unheard of, and if they do something like sing inspiration, wouldn't it be a great thing to do? Lots of people come all over, you know, all over from the villages, go singing their best songs, you know, and let the people know, like the Jamai Festival. But this one, sing inspiration, you know. Gospel song writers, they make new songs or whatever, come over and sing inspiration. Even like Peter Twitchell, Bobby Gregory, and stuff like that, you know, they come sing. Sing inspiration. Wouldn't it be great? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Cesare.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What's on your mind?
I actually enjoyed the weather, though. There was the one gentleman called with talking to city council should be make it law against giving alcohol to kids and teenagers. That the law is existing, is state powerful law, but there should be city council give to ordinance, make it ordinance. The police department pursued after those who allowed or give alcohol to the minor. Because even the law is, and you know, go church after them who provide the alcohol to minor or drugs, alcohol or drugs even worse, they're nothing, the law no do nothing. You have to have law enforcement to proceeding and make it special. You know, mostly for those what they're giving alcohol and drugs to the minor. That's what we know happening here for many years recently. Is no arrest, no charge, no conviction, no nothing. These drugs flooding easily, alcohol flooding easily in here. Nobody proceeding anything. And that is really strange thing what's going on. And there was everybody know who is who's selling, but who they don't want to be invited. I guess I don't know. It's really stinky place in there. And that what is one thing. You know, some people from those screw up is not. I don't know much about those last accident and stuff, but. You remember when there was Bayanika shooting, and the guy, the most trustable person, what I know in the battle, would know him for many years. He been witness. He testified. He talked to the cops to be witness. He saw the guy pointing gun to directly to the running away and shooting to his back. There was no present to the district attorney that time, and there's not a thing. The heart of that kid running away was shot and have hole in it. There was no present to the district attorney at that time, and when the people start talking radio, district attorney cover up for the cops. They tell them that is not relevant. They don't make it any different to make decision to he is guilty or not. But they get the witness thing, his shooter body, and he been testified he's shooting to the air, not pointing to the victim. You know, that is not strange, that thing? Recording, I telling those from witnesses record and from the radio. And there's no have any sense what's going on in here. Why is that happening? What will be? We have to get something going and reinvestigate 5 years all of those investigations, because this thing coming and coming and coming. Everybody, oh, to happen to them. They're not going to get on me. They're going to eventually hurt you, somebody close to your family, one way or another way. And, oh, you start screaming and telling, oh, nobody do nothing. Why we not doing right now? Why we not get something together and get some petition or something and move this thing forward, get over whatever have to be done the justice will pursue it. Not we just cover up and cover up. I feel guilty to be here to see what's going on and no opening mouth and no pushing harder. And I hope you people, same thing, feel it. I don't want to wait when something happened to my kids or grandkids. We have to proceed something. We have to do something. And if the owner's cops, it's owner's cops. If they're doing right thing, it's right thing. But show me you're doing right thing. Show somebody to print somebody. We have to print somebody to investigate at least 5-10 years and check all of those cases where no have any common sense. And I have few of them what is supporting with the facts and their own statement with no matching to nothing. There is not right in there. This like Wild West in here with no law proceeding.
It's like when I got pulled over by that cop and he said, you don't have mud flaps. And the state law is if your rear fender is 18 inches or higher, by law, by state law, you have to have mud flaps.
Even Lincoln's don't have any mud flaps.
He only says it to me, and there's how many vehicles like mine?
The Chevy's no making vehicles in Ford with the mud flaps, pickups, even their own chief driving with no mud flaps, and the another sergeant lady driving with no mud flaps. State troopers driving with no mud flaps have those vehicles.
It's a state law, and they're breaking their own law.
And they're breaking on the law.
And, you know, he says, next time I see you without your mud flaps, I'm going to give you a ticket. And there's how many other vehicles around just like mine? It don't matter if it's Chevy, Ford, Dodge, or whatever, Nissan or Mazda. They're just, if they're not the same height or higher, you know, or lower.
You know, if it is the law, they probably if they require it to everybody.
It should be for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah, not just for me because he picks me out.
But you know, Joe is. I know. I'm getting tired.
And then you got all these cabs with tinted windows and speed balls, and then he has a nerve to tell me, next time I see you without your mud flaps, I'm going to write you a ticket.
You know, get yet?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how. More corrupt can you be? You're breaking your own laws. You're threatening people.
Oh, yeah. We hear that all the time. How many threats by the police? And they scare and fear. But one day they open them out. And I hope sooner or later.
Yeah, look at what happened to that one cop that beat up that guy and threw him, slamming him on the ground until that video showed up.
Yeah. I don't know, happened or not. I don't see any video. And I know not support. If I see something really ridiculous going, I stand up and say it, but, you know, this is something not right in here. They have to be changed, policy changed. They put pressure to somebody somehow to correct that, or we go so deep in here, we'll be scared to go outside the street, outside the house.
You know, people, when are people going to say enough no more? When are they going to stand up and what's there to be afraid of? Nobody's above the law.
You know, there's too many people somehow connected with crime and this fear they get paid back or something. And there's lots of these days this connection. Imagination how much booze been going with how much money, dirty money been coming when you see, now you see how much AC make it, right? And all this money, much more with that because bottle means $50 a bottle. All the money go to the dirty market. And what the plane? We will close for if we close that AC, for example, right now, and they go back to the bootlegging. And the dirty money print dirty drugs. Big time. Because where is the bad money? The money, dirty money, they follow the drugs. There is like no end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get this thing under the control first, get those straight law enforcement chasing out those who are distributing in here, and start from something, you know, because that thing getting deeper and deeper, and nothing changing. When you had any bus last 10 years.
Yeah.
When you maybe there was bus, but where was the conviction?
Mm-hmm.
There was not.
Yeah, so. it's sad. We have to live in a society like this, and you know nobody speaks up or says nothing, and until they get tired of it, and then they're afraid of retaliation, and you know you have to have money to buy a lawyer and all this other stuff. It's a non-ending revolving door.
You know, it's so easy, so bad example for young generation to see how why I have to go work and make it money for living when I go and sell some heroin or methamphetamine or cocaine or dope or whatever, booze, and I can breathe. It's not have to this. It's like wireless. They make it excitement. They jump. And they don't do nothing anyway. They never been do nothing. So why do I have to work for a living? Can I go after the easy money? You know, that's really bad. And the young generation, they see, the teenagers, they see, it's not, that it's too easy and no punishment. Why they have to hide it? They're even not hiding. Okay, Joe.
All right, thank you, Cesar. Yeah,
bye.
Okay, we got another call? Yes, we do. Okay, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Ruth Yvonne. I'm calling because I feel for the children that can't speak out, that are taken away from their homes due to alcohol in their families. It just hurts. It really hurts me. Because I love children. I love children. That's why I worked in a school system as long as I could. You know, we all have a sphere of influence all around us. Like, for instance, me, it would be like, my church family, my immediate family, my friends' family, if I go to the store, their acquaintances, post office, hospital, airport, or to the villages, like there's a string. I have a string. My sphere of influence is there. And then if I moved away or go somewhere, then, for instance, if a child is taken away, let's look at a child. They have their grandmother, they have their parents, they have their friends, they have their aunties and uncles and all the relatives. And then, but if a child is taken away, then they're communication with their grandmother is no longer there. Communication with their parents is no longer there. They have no friends. They're in a new place. If they didn't put them in their immediate families, like their grandmothers or your aunties and uncles, then that sphere of influence is broken. And that child is in a strange place. Different customs. It's broken. It's really broken. Sometimes it takes a child that's been taken away long time to find their identity sometimes, because what if that child was like 2 years old and didn't even get to know his parents? And then move from foster home to foster home to foster home. That's if the parents don't get help how they're supposed to get their children back. so they could be unified with their children. That's what's hurting me. Because of alcohol, we hear, because mostly every thing that's happening, it's mostly alcohol related. I wish, are you still there?
I'm right here. I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. I hear it so much. Families, children taken away. It happened to our family. So I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really hurts, because they can't just make a reservation and just go see freely. They couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully the parents will, the people that are going through the same problem will look to positive ways to help each other. Like, I called in yesterday and spoke in Yupik. I said like this, your husband or your wife or your partner is either bringing you forward positively or is dragging you down. Both of you, if you both drink, one of you needs to be stronger and stop and get help. And if the other member of your family or husband or wife or your partner sees you're getting help, they'll want to follow you. That's what happened to our family, my immediate family, my husband and I. I didn't want to go the wrong route. So my husband followed. We've been married for, I think it's 46, over 46 years now. And we did that. And not only us, I look at some pastors, my own dad. My mom didn't drink. I have never seen my dad ever drunk. But I heard he used to do that when he was much younger. And then my mom stayed sober and stayed firm. Then my dad followed along. Then my cousins did that. And the people that I know, their wife didn't follow, so the husband followed the wife for sobriety. So one of the drinkers in the family needs to say, "That's enough. I've had enough. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to get help. I'm going to go to church, read the Bible, and pray." That's how they get help. I just wanted to tell you guys, tell it. From my heart, because it has really hurt in the past, and I've cried a lot over that. But then I got stronger because of I let it out, let it out. And I want to be of help to someone that's out there. There is hope. There is hope. Have to believe and stand up. You can do it. You can do it. Others have done it that I've seen. You can do it too. One more thing. Don't throw trash in the rivers when you go traveling. Pick up your own trash when you go fishing, fish camp, or throw them in Bethel or dig it underground. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Rihanna. Okay.
Okay, Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This really, really impressed by the thoughts and wisdom and broad-mindedness of all your callers. And this is what I always try to push ever since I was just a kid, is prevention and early treatment are the best approaches. And like starting from the 60s, the Alaska Mental Health Trust meetings here in Bethel, and they have different kinds of presenters, but some things I don't understand is like one council member, he's a behavioral health care provider, and he's on the council, and is there no such a thing as what do we call it? Anyway, like, I go to the meetings very often, and a number of people have given their thoughts on issues and challenges and about alcohol and drugs, not just in Bethel, but in the surrounding villages. And one day I really almost blew my mind as I was testifying and then listening to this prominent council member who made a statement to the rest of the council members. No one has really spoken anything about opposing alcohol and drugs. That is not true. I didn't realize I got loud and I had said, like, am I a nobody? Are all these other people who on regular basis, both young and old, present their views opposing alcohol and drugs? But, like, another thing that I keep pointing out when there are important meetings, because the Mental Health Trust, theoretically, met to, because of the opioid and alcohol addictions and their consequences. But, again, it's been pointed out over and over again by a number of people that timing is important, from April until September. Most of the people within the Waikiki Delta are very busy preparing for their subsistence activities, and they can't come to these meetings. But there were very, very good opinions brought out by people from the social services, the police department, the BPSOs, and this one council member.
I do have some other calls to take, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller or email? Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Gregory. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hanging in there.
Better than hanging out there, right?
probably literally seeing how my spinal discs are going.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Anyway. I guess this is an open phone call to the public there, mainly for ONC and staff and board. Express frustration. Continued contact with ONC there continues to go unheeded. an individual will show up and shrug their shoulders and take off. Even one board member showed up, and to date there's still no response. I was asked to turn in a letter for what do you call it? As they say, poor workmanship. And it's my discontent that I'd like to express towards ONC and the work crew, the housing department, development specialist. My behavior was pretty bum there, as you all may recall. I have no desire to go back to that road again. The only avenue available for me is to go to the source of all the funding for ONC and disrupt everything if the last foot has to come down. And this is serious. I have no desire to hurt the people. Just more or less scold the police department or break glasses off cab drivers. It's my way of getting across. I made a statement some months ago there. I was on there expressing my concerns there about the foundation, the electrical outlets, a few of them being loose, one not covered. The mission statement of ONC is to provide secure, safe, and a healthy environment for all tribal members. And it's my feeling and opinion there is bias that exists within ONC, and this has got to end. There can be no, for new families, there can be no safe town. The bias continues. And I'm serious. I can get serious. I've been quiet too long. And I'm hoping my desire that people at ONC are listening. Am I still good under 3 minutes?
No, you're good, Greg. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, overall, I'm thankful for the ONC programs that help the elders and for those who are in need. It's just that one little thing about bias and no response there that irks me.
Well, there's always some bad and good and good and bad, but you have to take the overall picture. And why do we always have to wait until something goes wrong to fix it? That's always been...
Oh, it's been like that from the beginning.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Definitely it does not make no sense at all.
You know what?
It goes against their mission statement, not responding.
You know what? What, they're going to wait till your house burns down? Then they'll have to build a new one. When you talk about you got an electrical box that's loose, it could cause electrical fire, right?
Yeah.
It's possible, right? We never know the scenarios until it happens.
No, but I've got a third of my circuit breakers turned off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, I appreciate the call. I got some more callers.
Okay, good day.
Bye. Okay, Peter, good morning, Peter. Oh, we lost him. Got another caller there. Nick, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning, you wonderful people of Alaska.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Calling from Nick, but I was there in the Costco Quorum and I listened to the talk shows and I ended up hearing some complaints about the Bethel Police Department. And I can tell you guys that ain't only the only place that they have problems with cops. It doesn't matter if it's VPSOs or state troopers. They seem to, and it's been an ongoing problem in so many places. Well, what is this, the protect and serve with these cops? And when you need them, they don't seem to be there. And, you know, I'm pretty doggone mad about it, and I'm sort of hoping that, you know, some of them are listening, because they should do their job just as well as everybody else do a different certain type of job, because we all do the best we can on our jobs. I certainly, you know, I don't have anything against cops, but they should really do what they are, you know, being paid for to do, instead of the times they pull people over or, you know, for no reason at all. And when there's people that are really in need, you know, they should be willing to jump up and go, and instead of wait and wait and wait. And somebody's being called about a DUI. I hear that they're not even doing anything. And, you know, it could kill that driver or kill somebody else. It's so sad to end up hearing that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we got another caller. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to say good morning to you. And if you do happen to go out...
Hello?
Hear me.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, if you can get a little closer to your phone, Mike, there would be helpful.
Oh, how's this?
Better.
Okay. I just want to say good morning to you, and good luck on your fishing this summer. Hope you catch whatever you're going after this summer. And along with the rest of the people that are listening, that's all I have to say. I just want to try to make this short as I could, under 1 minute.
Hey, how's everything going where you're at and living? How's things going there?
Well, I'm not in my village right now. I'm in a different village. And I'm heading down today. Usually I'm at my village most of the time, but I'm in a different village all week, so I'm heading home today. I recently from the Pontiac, but I'm not there.
Oh. What do you think about the low water we've been having?
Well, it's I was thinking of that when the breakup, and I went down to the river when they had the high tide, and the breakup happened, and it was low, and I looked at it three times, and I said to myself, we're going to have a low water this, you know, summer. And it did. And I don't know how fish are going up to their spawning ground when it's this low, because they have to travel way up into the mountains where they spawn. And if it stays this low, they might just stay right in the mouth of the river and wait for the highest water there is and just shoot in as fast as they could. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, that's the only thing that I could think of right now. And I'm hoping they let the people fish early. They need that fish for their winter supply and for their dogs. But it's hard to tell what kind of... fish we're going to have this year. It's hard to tell. And hopefully they'll be safe enough to eat.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, Alexi, thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bev, good morning, Bev.
Good morning. I was trying to mute my radio.
So. Uh-oh. You got a remote?
Well, I have it on the TV. I know how to put it on TV. So
wow.
It's a learned thing. I'm impaired in technically, but Joe, today I want to talk about trash, and also I want to talk about Lifesaver sponsorship of programs at the swimming pool.
Okay.
But first of all, you know, so a lot of people have been out cleaning, but a lot more people need to get out to clean. I mean, I was just so disappointed and kind of depressed. The areas by the Lions Club Park, you know, the park across from the Lions Club, mm-hmm. and along that beautiful walk along the seawall below it, you know, a lot of people worked hard to clean around the dumpster there, clean the park, clean that walkway, and already you see things. You see people just throwing their trash, one, in the river and along the way. And I'm just putting out a plea to the public, whether you're in Bethel or whether you're on the river, whether you're picnicking or hunting or gathering eggs or hunting birds, no matter where we are, this waterway, this land, it's our food resource, and we really need to be better human beings about taking care of our food sources. And I encourage people to, in our communities in Bethel, please get out and clean up your area, and don't throw trash in the river and on the waterways. And when you're camping, take it home with you. Leave just no footprint, no sign of human beings being out there on the tundra. We're trying to work with, we're going to work with stores in trying to enforce the plastic ban, restaurants. It's just destroying our food source. So, you know, just, and in Hoffman Sub, we picked up Hoffman Sub, and then somebody puts an elliptical or a couch next to the dumpsters that we just cleaned up. And so that's very bothersome and kind of discouraging when you see your fellow human beings treating our food sources and not taking pride. Like that roadway in front of your dad's old house and that big open pad that's put there,
mm-hmm.
and there's a place in City Sub by the dumpster. It's just horrible, and kids play in this stuff, and I'm just hoping that Cleanup Greenup is through May 29th, and I want to encourage our city to work with Tundra Center clients maybe to address the dumpster situation. I've helped clean up three dumpsters, and already, you know, you could see there just needs to be more effort there. So, and then real quickly, I want to talk about the Lifesavers. Our endowment fund is able right now to cover half-price swim programs at the pool, and that's become so popular to help people that otherwise might not be able to afford the fees. It's very well used. We also support beginning swim programs for anybody that needs help. We've had 6 or 7 sponsors also join in the effort to help kids learn how to swim. So we do have that going. And I heard Shadi say that, you know, we're hoping the Lifesavers can support camp sponsorships. And what we will say, we're going to be out of money and before the end of the year with Half Price Swim, and we'll continue to do fundraising. But what we will say is we can support paying, like, part of the fees for a couple of kids, and turning to the public again, asking our partners and other people that would like to help, get a hold of myself. I'm in the phone book, or the YK Fitness Center and ask for Shadi or ask for Stacy if you would like to help sponsor a kid for the camp. So it's wonderful programs, hundreds of kids and people have learned how to swim there. And if you haven't gone there yet, I encourage people, go check it out. It's a beautiful, happy facility where families not only learn water safety and swim skills, but it's a healthy place to for the, everybody to recreate and be healthy. Okay, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this has been another edition of Friday Morning Talk Line. I'd like to thank everybody that called. If you're going to go out, have it planned. Let somebody know where you're going and expect it to be back. Please wear your PFD. It does save lives. And if you're going to, please don't drink and drive, and drive safe.
Express yourself.